Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Sarah Boswell, who's the CEO of Wales Netball. Before we look at supporting Wales in the under-21s, yesterday we had the world rankings, the update, and the team are now six. To be honest, Sarah, you've only just been there 5 minutes and you can already tick that off the aim.
it was one of our top priorities to get to the number six level in the world rankings. And how fantastic is it to achieve that in my first matter of weeks here in the hot seat at Wales Netball?
Just goes to show the amount of work that's been done over the past couple of months, so by the team and the players as well.
Oh, hit the nail on the head there, Andy. It is absolutely testament to the amount of work that everybody has put in to Wales Netball for the last 12 months, 24 months. It's a game of strategy, isn't it, to ensure that you are putting the right players in place with the right coaches, with the right management. And testament to everybody, but I do have to shout out our head of performance, Sarah Moore, who has been with us for a very long time, as you will know, as a player, as a head coach, and, you know, now as head of performance, that what she has been able to develop over the years is phenomenal. And yesterday's announcement was the icing on the cake for us this year.
And we maybe don't know how the commies are going to work out in Glasgow, but you're in as strong a place as possible, really, as and when we find out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all about getting higher up in the rankings, isn't it? So then your pool's much more friendlier the higher up you are, aren't they? So we need to now maintain this position as best as possible. And, we've got three massive years ahead of us with World Youth Cup this year, Comm Games, as you mentioned, next year, and then hopefully a great World Cup in Australia in 2027.
I saw online that you're looking for sponsors for the under-21s in Gibraltar a little bit later on in the year. A pinnacle event, isn't it, really, and just the emerging talent and feathers of the future?
I think it's really important to look at it for us now in a 3 to 5 year term. So we are absolutely riding this wave as best as possible in both the political and the commercial space in terms of greater investment into our sport. You know, as you said, Wales Netball has officially broken into the top six of the world netball rankings for the first time ever. History is made for us, and we want people to be part of our next chapter. So, you know, following, as you mentioned, our undefeated 24-25 campaign, we have soared up the rankings, which, again, is showcasing our strength, our resilience, and our world-class talent on the international stage. And as you mentioned, it is a testament to the dedication of our players, coaches, and staff. And these world rankings prove what can be achieved with talent and commitment. But as we've talked about, to sustain and build on the success, investment is critical. And with the massive 3 years ahead, we're looking at this, you know, as a journey now. We want people to come on board with us for the next chapter. And sponsoring Wales Netball, it's not just about putting your name on a dress. It's about being part of something bigger. It's a movement that is changing the game for women's sport in Wales. And it's about standing with a team that fights for every point, every goal, and every opportunity to represent this country with pride.
It's not really as simple as applying for grants, is it? Are they even available to you?
Oh, look, Sport Wales are, you know, absolutely fantastic. Welsh Government's been great. I think we can't keep going on annual public funding. We need to be able to look at a long-term picture, and it's about multi-year funding. It's about significant investment. You know, as we keep talking about, it's from the grassroots, it's the foundations, right through to being an elite athlete, an elite coach, an umpire. It's the whole ecosystem of the sport itself. Success doesn't happen overnight, as we all know. Success takes time, but success also takes significant financial investment as well as everybody's time. So, you know, I'd love to be in front of our Minister Jack Sargeant, having a great conversation with him about the history of Wales netball, how important yesterday's announcement was for us as a country, but also for girls and women in sport in general.
Dragons doing okay in leading into the pre-season. Mind that they're doing fine with support from business.
Dragons are doing brilliantly. We absolutely need to look at more commercial support in that space. LexisNexis have come on as our headline sponsor. They are absolutely brilliant. So invested, again, across all levels of their company, with staff and with families wanting more engagement, which is brilliant for us. And we would love to see more of that in the corporate world. If I could put a figure on the table, what I'm looking for over the next 3 years is 500,000 collectively across both Wales and Cardiff Dragons. That's a target that we've put on the table that we would like to achieve. But we need to achieve that probably in the next 6 months so we can give ourselves some breathing space to then really focus on our, you know, Youth World Cup September, Comm Games next year, and then Australia in 2027. It's really important for me that the team focus on the high performance, they focus on the community participation, and they focus on growing our game. And it's my job to ensure that I create an environment that's able to deliver that.
Back to the under-21s, obviously competition against the best in the world as well, and those selected will really show that pride to represent Wales.
There is nothing like putting on that red dress. There is nothing like putting on the red dress and singing your national anthem. And just it gives me goosebumps and brings tears to my eyes every time I think about it and I see them on the court and I hear the anthem being played. It's just such a special moment and such... the pride is just emanating from everybody, you know, on the court and off the court. And it's the pinnacle of our game, isn't it, to put on that red dress and to represent your country.
What are some of the benefits then of showing your support as a partner?
We are looking for brands, for businesses who are ready to champion women's sport, who are ready to champion netball, and they want to see Wales netball thrive. As I said, it's a movement that is changing the game of netball in Wales. And it's about standing with a team that has so much pride, that has the biggest membership base in the country, that is the highest world-ranked sport of our country. And it's about being on that journey with us, particularly over the next 3 years. We're on a journey and it's going to be a good one.
And Sarah, what's the best way of getting in touch with you? If you want to find out more, if you've got a couple of questions about being a partner.
If you would love to chat to me about joining our Wales Netball or Cardiff Dragons or both our families, then please send me an email. Send me an email directly. It is sarah.boswell@walesnetball.com. You can also find my email on our walesnetball.com website.
And there always seems to be plenty going on there at the minute. Applications for a new national league are taking place as well. And Wales Netball are also hiring a brand new role, Community Development Officer, Schools and Early Years. So that's going to be important over the next 12 months.
And even further, and this is my conversation as well that I want to have with our government bodies about investing into grassroots. You know, we look at what's happened to other sports, across Great Britain that haven't invested heavily into the foundation of the sport. And over, 5-10 years, you see that when you get to the elite level, it's now having a detrimental impact, in world rankings. And we want to learn those lessons from other sports and not be in that place in another 5 to 10 years' time. So it's really important for us as an organisation that we are investing into our communities, we're investing into our clubs, we're investing into our members, and we are growing the game from early years right through.
Sarah, thanks again for your time today.
Oh, thanks, Andy. Really appreciate it. Go Dragons this weekend. And can't wait to get to Gibraltar and see Wales take the global stage again at the World Youth Cup.
A bold new era of netball has arrived. The Netball Super League is back and better than ever. Witness every second of the power, the fight, the last gasps, the unmissable moments, and the pure thrill of the game. This season, we're bringing our sport to more arenas, more fans, and more homes with every match broadcast live. So join us. Don't miss a single second of the brand new Netball Super League. It all starts on Saturday, the 8th of March.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.